Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty quickly, only a minute away, and he called out that there was heavy smoke and the barn was fully involved in flames already.
At this point, do you know how many animals were lost?
We were told last night it was believed there were 12 horses and two dogs in the barn, and the barn was secure.
Lieutenant, the first fire, the one at the tie house, can you say if they're related in any sort of way?
I cannot release the results of the investigation, our fire investigators on it, but I can tell you this. From what I know, they are totally unrelated fires.
What about the resources that are being used? If that one happens last night at like 11:30, and then this one happens shortly after 1 o'clock, I would imagine that the resources are pretty slim at that point.
Well, actually, the fire departments locally have an incredible backfilling, for lack of a better term, and they backfill each other quite well. They were just starting to pick up that fire scene last night, and I want to say, when I came up to the fire scene last night, I believe Bellevue had an aerial truck, was the first one in. They were kind of backfilling for us. Forks was on standby. Now, I believe there was like five or six fire companies. So the mutual aid agreements here, they're incredible. They work well. The fire department, their coordination is impeccable.
What does this ranch here mean to the community? It's been here for years, we were told.
Mr. Snyder's been here longer than I've been a policeman. I've been here for about 24 years. I've had several occasions to speak with him. I spoke with him briefly last night. He's obviously upset what's going on. And, you know, when I saw him, it was in the first few moments of the scene. So hopefully the community can get behind this gentleman. And I'm not sure what's going to happen going forward. But the Essno Ranch's been a staple here for longer than I've been here.
The ladies I talked to said Depew Police are thinking of doing something to help, too, if you can talk about that.
Well, the young lady you spoke with, I heard there's going to be some sort of a GoFundMe they're trying to get into, which is kind of a very popular thing nowadays. Our department has a Facebook page. I just simply asked them if they had that information, we'd be more than welcome to share it on our Facebook page with our followers. And, you know, we're going to get behind any sort of community effort that would be involved here.
How about the cause? Where do we stand with that at this point?
I really have no idea. I know the barn was a total loss. I don't know about, Mr. Snyder last night had mentioned there was probably over 500 bales of hay in that barn on top of it, which led to the lengthy firefighting effort. I haven't got a cost estimate at all. I don't know how old the building was or what facilities they had.
Is it under investigation at this point?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. As far as like a total for the damage, because horses aren't cheap and I know barns aren't cheap. I mean, rough guess on how much loss here financially?
Truthfully, that's out of my area of expertise. I apologize.
Anything else you'd like the public to know on this traffic?
I think that's pretty much it. The mutual aid agreements were unbelievable. We had so many fire companies here at both fire scenes.
And how many firemen roughly do you think were here?
I'm not good at estimating crowds, but there had to be 75 to 100 firemen here.
Okay.
Yeah, there was trucks from Bellevue and I want to say Bowmansville. Ucrest had a truck here. Depew Fire was here. I think that Twin District was here. Lancaster Village was here. I think there was five or six fire companies on scene last night.
So the fire companies really tried to do what they could.
Yeah, but when we got here, was fully involved. In fact, Mr. Snyder last night, when he was alerted to it, he came out. He said every window had fire in it.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.